that makes me think. I've been trying to kind of get my finger on the pulse of kind of that sense of not really exclusivity, but maybe a reverence that people have felt for Niemann's, that there is a couture floor, but then also I read that the Christmas catalog always included something that was inexpensive enough that anyone could really afford it.
Oh, yeah.
That people would make sure they always had their gloves on when they went into Niemann's. Do you feel like that feels right? People have respect, but it was at least a little bit accessible to people?
You know, part of the change that occurred was when I came downtown. Every Christmas, my mother and father would come to the store, and we would always buy mother a nice garment of some kind, like a little, like a navy blazer, or you know, I got her several dresses, and she was thrilled. And she's 95 now, and she still wears some of those clothes. The last year I was there, in 1999, I came down to, you know, I left them alone with, you know, Helen was their salesperson, and she was lovely, and I left them alone, and I came back down a couple of hours later, and Mother and Dad were sitting on the bench next to the elevators. And I said, "What's going on?" They didn't have anything for me. It broke my heart, but there was nothing there for my mother to wear. And it wasn't just a price thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, she was, you know, she loved shirtwaist dresses because she was a 10 top and a 12 bottom. And so she liked a shirtwaist dress with a full skirt, and she could put a jacket over. So I didn't have anything like that anymore. It was all designer sportswear and very trendy, and it really made me sad. Because yes, absolutely, you could buy, like when before I even worked there, you could come and get a pair of socks or something. You could get a handkerchief, a beautiful white hand-rolled handkerchief. And I thought, let's see, it was maybe within the past year, I thought, you know, I need some new handkerchiefs. And I thought, I'm going to go to Niemann's. Well, I go downtown, and I go up to 3 in this floor, and I ask, I said, do you have just some plain white handkerchiefs? And they looked kind of quizzically at me, and they said, I think we might have some in the stock room. Can I see them, please? Well, at the time, way back when, it was a novelty. It was kind of a Christmas stocking stuffer you could buy. And it was a little bale of cotton handkerchiefs. There were a dozen handkerchiefs that were stacked in a way that there was a little piece of burlap around them and some string, so it looked like a little bale. And it was maybe $25. That's not bad for some hand-rolled handkerchiefs. Okay. Fast forward many, many years later. I'm downtown, and here comes a salesperson out of the stockroom blowing the dust off a box. And it was a beautiful fabric-covered box with a little slide-out drawer. I thought, well, that's nice. There were 3 handkerchiefs in this little box, and it was $75. I said, no thanks. But, you know, they made that decision years ago to just slice out the bottom of the offering and keep it to the top and not fool around with those stocking stuffers. You know? It's a shame because, hey, a sale's a sale. But they did not want to clutter up the look. You know? And when the regime changed, when Terry Lundgren left and Bertansky arrived, Terry Lundgren went back to Federated, and Bertansky had come from Bergdorf. Half of the merchandise left the floor. And we saw it change, because they got rid of the $300 suits, and they got rid of everything that was not high-end. And it was a conscious decision. But as far as that, like Stanley Marcus talked about, the school teacher that needed something nice to wear and came to Neiman's and was able to get a dress that was a little pricey, but she could get her money's worth and really make it work for her. Of course, our culture's different now, but that story is no longer valid. I discovered that I was no longer a Neiman's customer. I'm a Dillard's customer. And it's not just price. It's like I don't wear that kind of thing. I don't wear those kinds of clothes. And it was sad to see. But everything changes, and